AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. NATO's Jens Stoltenberg talked about allegations by Russia that Ukraine is preparing to use a dirty bomb.
This is absurd.
Speaking in Brussels, Stoltenberg underlined NATO's mission.
We are ready to support Ukraine for as long as it takes. We cannot allow President Putin to win. That will be a disaster, a tragedy for Ukrainians. But it also make us, NATO allies, more vulnerable.
The Ukrainian military says Russian military targeted more than 40 villages around Ukraine over the past day, killing at least two civilians. The Kremlin is keeping the door open for talks on a possible swap involving jailed WNBA star Brittany Griner, but said any discussions must be kept strictly confidential. Thousands of Kias are being recalled for a second time. The AP's Ben Thomas reports the problem is engine fires.
Park outside and away from structures or other vehicles. That's Kia's advice to owners of nearly 72,000 2008 and 2009 model year Sportage SUVs after reports of more engine fires that apparently can start near a hydraulic engine control device. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says fires can start while the engines are running or when they're turned off. It's the second time those Sportages have been recalled for fire risks. The earlier recall involved corrosion in a wiring harness near the engine control unit. Kia says it's trying to figure out what's causing the fires and come up with a remedy. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Chinese city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable coronavirus vaccine, what appears to be the first of its kind in the world. All members of a film crew, about 30 people, who were trapped in a limestone cave in northern Malaysia during heavy rain, have been rescued. Drops in big tech companies, including Google's parent company and Microsoft, weighed down the stock market in early trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. When it comes to climate change, who are the big emitters? According to the Global Carbon Project, more than half of the world's heat-trapping gases comes from three places.
China, which emits, currently China emits around 30% of all carbon dioxide emissions globally. And after that, the U.S. emits around 14% currently.
John Miller with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the third place is Europe. Fourth would be India. Once heat-trapping gases get into the atmosphere, the effects are global. Miller says there are a few important caveats to understanding who is responsible for global emissions.
Developing countries, India and China, even though they're emitting a lot, they have very big populations, so on a per capita basis, their emissions aren't quite as large as they would seem.
The numbers show the United States, not China, is the biggest carbon polluter, and it isn't even close. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.